December 27, 2005. It's Watt from Pedro Show.
of the soul. Love Jones, take control. Behold, many of my lovers, many others who once felt my whole. Nothing but the sweetest, my dear. Never cheat, never cause, no reason to fear. As we came together in an intricate bind, intertwined with thoughts of intense pleasure. Never falling short to hit that spot. Make me hot, even my cherry you pop. Oh, that young love, doodle in the park, the car, the floor. Many more occasions to name, never once complain. Together we remain a tender love. Tender love, love's the tender. Like a fender rose, ever so soft, ever so gentle. Tender love, love's the tender. Like a fender rose. Tender love, love's the tender. Like a fender rose, ever so sweet, ever so gentle. Tender love, love's the tender. Like a fender rose. You play me like Nintendo. Fast and hard, always the winner. Score many a points, you was the joint. I remember well, never kiss and tell, but my love was yours. Never did it falter. My alter ego told me you were for real. The man is still giving love, comfort, and companionship. You were the issue until that fateful day. You moved away, broke my heart, cooled my spark, left me hurt and torn apart. But I remember still, my first love was for real. In a special place in my heart, this story stays fresh, never taught. Tender love, love so tender, like a fender rose. Ever so soft, ever so gentle. Like a fender rose, ever so soft, ever so gentle. Tender love, love's a tender. Like a fender rose. Tender love, love's a tender. Like a fender rose, ever so sweet, ever so gentle. Tender love, love's a tender. Like a fender rose.
Show. That's Coffee Brown with Fender Rhodes. Going to be playing with Sisters in the Pit up NorCal. Me and Nels are driving up. And Perk's going to ride, or Willie's going to ride with Perk. So we don't have to rent any kind of boat. It's the second big trip in the boat for me, my new boat. And now it's all outfitted, right? We talked about that, Pete. The wisdom installment. Got the... Yeah. Wisdom's already up there. He's doing some other gigs, so he's already up there with his Volvo. He gets that all into his wagon. I'm getting over sickness. It's a couple days after Christmas. We got some Xmas songs coming up. Actually, I didn't get to play any of my songs last show because our guest, John Jones, we played all his tunes.
Yeah, cool raps going too.
Yeah. Here you are. Get you involved there.
Old history flashbacks.
Yeah. And then contemporary too with his China trip.
Yeah, that was interesting.
Wild. Pretty wild. It was great to have him on. Got to get Jack Brewer on. He's chomping at the bit. Yeah, speaking of Jack, I found something on Tom Lark, the guy, the actor who plays Jack. It's like he's been his biggest role. I found him on the web, 30 years of it. And there's actually 12 different adventures of Jack. There's a Return to Inverness, in fact. You got to get that one going. But, it's very interesting. He makes boring corporate voiceover for videos. Voiceovers for corporate. Yeah. And he said the place was run like a commune. You know, that's why it's a nonprofit thing. And they're hippie, upstate New York hippie people. It's an interesting thing. I should flow it to you. We started off with Blue Monk, Thelonious Monk, and John Coltrane in 1958 live at Carnegie Hall. I saw up in the, if you go, got iTunes on your computer, if you go to the podcast part and check the podcast directory and search for Mike Watt, there's 5 podcasts, last 5 shows. Well, December 12th and back. Last week's show ain't up yet. Probably the holidays. Eric Dayton and Bill Jennings getting their thing together up there at SiteWorks. And we are on 24/7, still with only the slow, hardcore, slow stream. I shouldn't say slow, lo-fi. And the 96 kilobits per second stream will be happening soon. And also will be access to the old shows, because right now it requires different codes, so all that's got to get done. So right now all you can hear is the most recent show playing, but we'll get that together. So, happening soon. We are late for Xmas, but still, I want to play some songs about it. So, just imagine it hadn't come yet and you're hearing it. Or you're just so foaming up with the memory of it. That you wanted to keep going. So here we go. Here, Bob Lee, Watt from Pedro Show. We'll
shit. You better not die. You better not fuck. I'm telling you why. The giant four-eyed poisonous purple snail is coming to town. You better not fuck. You better not lie. You better not piss. I'm telling you why. The giant four-eyed poisonous purple snail is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping. He sees everything you do. He sees everything, cause he's got 40 eyes to see through. He's making a list of all the brew he buys for all the cool old girls and guys. Giant four-eyed poisonous purple snail is coming to town. Yeah, the giant four-eyed poisonous purple snail is coming to town. I said the giant 40-eyed poisonous purple snail is coming to town. Yeah. So, like, you know, make your little list and all that, and put your socks over the chimney and make sure they don't get burned and all that. The little boys and girls, it's the eyesore saying a metal Christmas and a drunk New Year.
Yeah, man. Got beer?
Ho, 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 Eric. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas! Oh, Merry Christmas! Got a leak, oh pissing tree, oh pissing tree, oh pissing tree. I got a whiz, oh pissing tree. I got a shit, I got a whiz, I got a leak, I got a jizz, I got a pee, I got a poo. I'll come on up and leak on you. I got a pee, I got a shit, I got a leak, and that's not it. I got a spray, I got a pee, I'll piss on you, oh pissing tree. Thank God for all the little pissing trees out there on Silent Row. Just don't stick your presents on them because you don't want a little surprise.
That's me, I'm Scrooge, and I got all mileage, Bolly, and I'm the baddest cat in all this world. I've been studying all my life how to Scrooge people, and I guarantee you I've done some fine work in that direction. Crack it!
Yes, sir?
You busy? I surely is, sir. See that you keep busy. Don't want no dangling wanging around here. Keep everybody tight, and tell them two cats come in here, want to get some money. I ain't giving no money away. They're messing with Scrooge. I'm taking it in. I ain't putting it out. Is that clear?
Yes, sir.
Well, keep it clear. People come around here wanting my gold. It's all trying to pry into my vault. Every time I turn around, somebody's trying to snap. Tell my nephew I don't want to have no dinner with him. And if he never comes in here again, that'll be too soon.
I'll tell the cat.
See that you do. I don't understand these people who after my gold. I close up this here place and what? Let me tell you something, man. You think that you're going to get off Christmas Day?
Well, I was hoping, sir, that you'd let me knock off just a little while for Christmas Eve because I want to go home and cool the goose.
Well, if you're going to get off Christmas Eve, you're going to have to work all day Christmas. You hear me?
I hear you, sir. I'm with it.
Well, I guess we're going on home here. So Scrooge takes off and he cuts on down the street and the snow is blowing and the wind is whooing. And Scrooge is going along in his loose soul and his loose clothes and his hard cash box and his big money mine going on in his wig. And he ding, ding, ding up the stairs and he opens his door and he gets inside and he puts a double lock on the door because he's a little bug tonight. He's been saying humbug so long and humbug this and humbug that. He done give himself a natural humbug. He's got the bug humming in him, see. So he double locked the door. And he sit there, and all of a sudden, there's an old bell laying over there in the corner, and the bell goes, ding, 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 ding. Scrooge said, what's that?
Dang, dong.
What's that? Bells started ring. Bang, dong, boom, boom. Pretty soon all the bells all over the house started ring. Ding, ding, bang, bang, dong. Dang, dong, boom, boom, dang, dong, boom, boom. And he hears something like some chain cats are pulling all the chains from the chains of time up the hill of strife, ringing and dang. He said, what is all that ringing and dang with them chains? And all of a sudden, bloop. In come a cat, the wildest looking cat you ever seen in his life. Real gone cat, and Scrooge does a real wild take. He says, I know who that is. That's Marley. He says, I know that's Marley. What's he doing here? Say, hey, Marley. I say, yes, that's me. He says, man, you sure chained up there, man. You got chains all over you there. I say, well, I put them on myself. That's the way I lived it. I chained myself. I hung myself up with all these chains, you know, being parsimonious, understand me. I can't get them off now. I've been lugging these chains all over the country for the past 7 years. That's a long time. What you want with me there, Molly, Molly? Because I got your barley. That's why I don't mess with no barley no more. I wish I'd given it all away when I had it. Now, I'm going to tell you something else, too. I'm a spook, you know that? You telling me? I know you're a spook, Molly, and I'm going to get straight with you. I'm going to tell you something else, too, Mr. Scroogey. There's going to be 3 more gaslighting spooks coming to see you. He said, 3 more gaslighting spooks? Man, I said, 1 spook's enough. I said, okay, I have them all at one time. I said, no, they're coming one at a time. First one will be 11, next one will be 12, next one will be 1. Man, it's hard on diggers. It ain't what you dig, Scrooge. It's what you're putting down. You've been a very solid cat all this time. You're going to be gaslighted by these spooks. Well, they say, if it got to be gas, it ain't going to cost me no money, is it? Cost you more than that, Scrooge. Say, ain't no more than money. He say, you find out. Molly split. And old Scrooge is sitting there sweating and ding and dang. And all of a sudden, man, he hears some crazy, wild kind of a thing going on. He don't know just what it is. And all of a sudden, boom, here comes a great, big, fat spook, look like take 170 wings and lift him off over the housetop. And he's got a gold beat-up cat and strangly legs and strangly arms and pedicured eyes and all out of his skull, spooking up a storm. And he looks at old Scrooge and he says, Scrooge is standing in the corner. He feels like a disrupted, small, disregarded, and unclaimed white mice midget style. He said, no, that. And old spook says, come with me, because I is the ghost of the Christmas past. And Scrooge said, do I have to? Say, you certainly do. And he got on the ghost's way, and they took off. And he's flying old Scrooge over the top of the mountain. The wind is blowing, and the wind is popping his wake. And he's looking down and seeing all these crazy scenes going on. Zoom, he goes for a few more miles and takes him down to a sunlit pasture. And the sunlit pasture is full of children. And they're singing and dancing and loving and going and swinging. And Scrooge said, look, that's me down there. Yeah, that's you. That's you. He said, I look pretty good now. Yeah, but you don't look good now. He said, I want to hear, but you got to get yourself straight. Something terrible going to happen. You zoom. He takes him over to another place, and he shows him a pretty little chick. Got dimples, 3 dimples on each chin, and she got 3 little dimpled children, and the next little dimple on the way, and there's a real swinging cat around there, and it's a happy time place. Looks like 17 carnivals taking off. And Scrooge, look at this chick. Say, I remember that chick. I could have married her one time. Spook say, yeah, you could if you wasn't so tight in your purse. You're thinking about yourself. That's what happened. He said, let me hit you further, Mr. Scrooge. Let me tell you one thing. You could have got everything straight if you wanted, and you better straighten up. Scrooge said, take me home. The ghost said, I will. Huh? Boom, and he's home again. He said, oh, man, that was a shaker. He said, I don't know what's jumping off here, but he said, this whole thing is shaking me up pretty bad. He said, I'm going to tell you right now. I said, wham, here comes another big spook. Ooh, he's a wild-looking spook. He's a crazy-looking spook. He's a far-out spook. He's a gaslight spook. He's got a gaslight right on the top of his wig, going around like one of them automatic pilot lights in a lighthouse. And he's been gassing up the whole scene. He said, come with me. I'm the ghost of the Christmas. And Scrooge look around and see the joint is loaded with apples and bananas and oranges and cranberries and apricots and ripper lips and all kinds of crazy wild grapes and crazy Christmas scenes and nuts and candy. And he say, come with me. He done took off again. He said, I'm the ghost of the Christmas present. He said, I'm going to show you what's going on in this world and how the people dig Christmas and how they all enjoy. And he took them home to a little old outcast island, and they're sitting on a small beat up rock with 2 studs chomping up on a can of beans singing, Merry Christmas with you. Merry Christmas with you. Merry Christmas to the whole world, and so on and so forth. And he show them the people jumping for joy here. And he show the cats that ain't got nothing, got something anyway. And they all jump for joy, singing Merry Christmas. And the bells is ringing. He said, now you get yourself straight and see how things is jumping. Come with me. So they fly over to Cratchit's place. And there's little old Tiny Tim. He's singing over the quarter crochet and a little crazy scene on his crutch, fiddling around, you know what I mean? And carrying on, see. And they're all talking about, look at this here goose. And they look down at a little goose about the size of a beat up.
tired of the sparrow, and everybody's oohing and ahhing all over this goose, and they're saying, when we going to spread it, and so on, and Tiny Tim say, God bless everyone, even up and including old Scroogey Scrooge. God bless everyone. That's what Tiny Tim say. And old Scrooge got wet eyes. Took him back again. Wow! Whole side of the building up, boom, in come a long angular spook, look like 17 gas lighter stovepipes hung together with jingle jangle bells all over. Spook takes a look at this cat and says, do I have to go with you? He say, you certainly do, because I'm the ghost of Christmas future. He say, come with me. He say, where are we going? He say, none of your business. He takes old Scrooge and they cut off all the flies, and they're flying around the moonlight, is shining down on them. Boom, they're in a graveyard. Ooh, a wild, ooh, crazy spooky graveyard, and old Scrooge is walking around, and finally something steps out at him like he was stuck in the force of his eyes with some sort of an electronic pitchfork, and he reads on one of them billboards in that graveyard and say, this is Scrooge, the baddest cat that ever lived. He ain't had nothing, he won't have nothing, and he ain't got nothing now. Period. And Scrooge looks at his horse and says, Scrooge, what are you doing? And the man, he said, well, come with me, man. They go over to another place, and he goes, you going to the funeral? He said, not me, man. I wouldn't go near that cat, dead or alive. They're going to pay me. Get near that cat. Say, what cat is that? And suddenly the comes, Scrooge is taking the coffin factory, and they see all these coffins laying around, and they see one coffin, all of us have got flowers around this poor little coffin, he got nothing on it but just some pine wood bowl. And old Scrooge look up the coffin, he look at this and that, but he's afraid to look all the way, for he knows who is in that coffin. So zoom, he swings on back again, and the ghost puts him down, and old Scrooge is shaking and shivering, and he finally falls into a real wild, crazy Myers' coma, and he falls out for how long he don't know, but when he wakes up in the morning, oh, the sun was shining on the glorious snow, and old Scrooge is feeling so groovy and so wild, and he tick, 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 tiptoes over the window. He up with the window, see a little cat, and I say, hey, boy, I said, yes, sir. He said, you know that great, big, giant, king-sized bird down in Doodley's window? He said, you mean the prize bird? No, I say, I mean that big, great, big, king-sized bird. He said, go get that bird. Here's a 20. He knocks a 20 on him. He said, go get that bird, and here's 10 more for a cat, and here's $5 for your sister, and here's $22.50 for your uncle's new bicycle. And he said, tell anybody wants anything, see Scrooge. He said, I'm flying this here Christmas. He said, I want to see Cratchit swing out with a great big swing and a happy dinner. He said, I'm with it all the way. And old Scrooge gets dressed and he's walking down the street and ding dong, ding dong, ding dong. The bells is ringing. Scrooge got a big smile on his face, and people that he's seen for 20 years never said no. Say, good morning, Mr. Scrooge. He said, what you say, baby? And he can on and can on, the happy as the day is long. And he finally fell into old Bob Cratchit's place, and he's got Christmas toys and Christmas jars and Christmas present for everybody, and they just open the goose, and little Tiny Tim see him coming and say, God bless Mr. Scrooge. He done did the turnabout. He's the Lord's boy today. And that's the story of Scrooge. You can get with it if you want to. There's only one way, straight to the road of love.
Joy to the Lord has come. Let earth receive her King. Joy to the world. The Lord has come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare and heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature sing. Joy to the world, the Savior reigns. Let men their songs employ, while fields and floods, rocks, hills and plains repeat the sounding joy, repeat the sounding joy. Joy to the world, the Lord. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sin, and heaven and nature.
Watt from Pedro Show. Happy Xmas from Pleasure Point, Love Grotto crew.
Yeah. Happy
myself, holidays. Watt. Brother Matt here.
Classic little collection of holiday ditties.
We had Clem Snide with Joy of the World. Lord Buckley and his take on Scrooge.
Cool.
The Eyesores with the Eyesores XXX Miss medley, and we start off with Bob Lee in his special project called Three Wise Stooges, Comfort and Joy.
Bob Lee. Cool.
It's the day before Big Xmas. I had Prac, and then Big Fever came down. I was on the deck. Sunday, I went to my ma's, and she brought me and my sisters the Portsacall restaurant.
Cool.
So by the channel, chow.
Throw a good chow down there.
I was sweating up, fevered up. It wasn't a puking, diarrhea kind. It was more like aches and big, sweaty eyes, and clogged up head, a lot of weakness. But I endured. I didn't shovel that much. And then I was down all yesterday.
Better than bird flu.
Yeah. Agreed. Also in time for this trip tomorrow. Hope that goes good. It'll be New Year's in Mendocino.
New spot, huh?
Yeah. First time for me playing up there. And then this place, Dose, is playing in Oakland is new, 21 grand. But the other two bands, Fairfax, San Francisco, I have played before. So, hoping that goes good. I'll just stay calm and weather it. I've been pretty good with the sickness, too, man. I don't know where I got it because I had all those gigs the week before, but then I must have got infected in the middle of the week for it to come on Saturday. It must have been Wednesday, huh? And man, I don't know where it happened, how it happened.
Germs, incubation.
Yeah, some stealth move on me. Let's see here. We got something from the 80s from Siberia.
Siberia rocked in the 80s.
Yeah. Well, check it out. Live from Pedro Show.
Моей судьбе could you listen up, or could you just tell me you just for what you're in the игре? No, not for my skin, а моей. Я бы молод и звезда, как это трогательно. Я бы молод и звезда, лихой фонарь. А признание мотается, и все идет по плану. Все идет по плану. А моей женой накормили толпу. Мировым кулаком растоптали ей грудь. Всенародной свободы растерзали ей путь. Так закопайте ее во Христе. Здесь все идет по плану. Все идет по плану. Все идет по плану. Все идет по плану. Один из дедов с оленем, хороший был воз, а все другие остальные такое говно, а все другие враги, такие мудаки. Над родною над отчизной бесноватый стешу. Я купил журнал «Корея», там тоже хорошо. Там товарищ Кемерсен, там тоже что у нас. Я уверен, что у них то же самое, и все идет по плану. Все идет по плану. А при коммунизме все будет заебись. Он отступит скоро, надо только подождать. Там все будет бесплатно, там все будет кайф. Там, наверное, вообще не надо будет умирать. Я проснулся среди ночи и понял, что все идет по плану. Все идет по плану. А все идет по плану. Все идет по плану.
No shit, there's nothing you
Pedro show. Sorry about that, brother, man. I cut you loose a little bit there. You're explaining to me you got
hardtack.
Family member who makes hardtack.
Yeah, goes out to the dude ranch, finesse that up. Yeah, and we got onto that from Limey Talk.
Yeah.
Scurvy prevention.
That was Sketch from New Jersey with a song called Moon Pie. Before that, I think it was a Polish band called Plum with Private Hell, and we started it off with Fiso Idiot Po Planu by Grazdanskaya Oborona.
Comrade.
Yeah.
Comrade rocks. That was like Dracula rock.
Roar! You know, about how much we got? We got a little time here until first hour is over. Somebody recorded the Pumpkinheads Halloween show, so I got an excerpt of that.
Excellent.
We'll play it right now. Watt from Pedro Show. Pedro Show. So there's a taste of those Pumpkinheads.
Cool.
See what that's like. you know, getting some grooves together. That actually had two drummers, Fredo and John Wicks, along with myself and Money Mark. We're going to play again January 6th here in Pedro at the Coffee House. Was there last week for the benefit for the Orangewood Orphanage with Kira. And Linda Bukowski was there. I might be doing another interview with her for this magazine, Mean Magazine. They're roaring.
It's at a play, right? Bukowski play over in Long Beach, I think.
Really? Oh, wow.
There were some readings done, like at Williams Bookstore, different places in Pedro to try to get some interest in the play. But I didn't hear how it worked out.
Well, I hope it did.
Cool subject matter.
Yeah, he's righteous, dude. Pedro can be proud. I think he moved here in 78. Yeah, sometime around then. And spent the rest of his days. He looked at a couple places, she told me, and he decided on Pedro. So he liked it.
Like that crazy house down there to go get his mail next to.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're coming at the end of the first hour of the Watt for Pedro show. December 27, 2005 edition. Hang tight for hour two. December 27, 2005. It's the second hour of the Watt from Pedro show.
I'm gonna go.
Watt from Pedro Show. That was the Fall Collection with this gentleman caller. Before that, we had Spiral Wire Master, my solo career. Nels Klein was on that. Before that, we had Burt Norton, the first tune off the new release by Backbiter, Bob Lee's band. I found it in a sack. It's this concept record thing. We'll delve more into it. Future shows give you more of the biter. But biter, bite back and biter, Backbiter. We started with Boot in the Eye, Zero Tolerance, a band from Maui. I know you could tell.
That island sound.
Can't hide that island thing, you know.
It's like, can't hide that gesture.
I know. The noises on, in Pedro, on Pacific.
Oh,
that
fire truck.
Yeah, everybody's coming by it, Brother Matt. They know we got the show going. And now it's time for you to take it with your spin cycle.
Cool.
grande trem. É porque a galera tá fumando demais, cara. Ah, desde que eu nasci que eu fumo.
We'll be right back.
Watt from Pedro show. That was Hospital Ship with a tune called Colder. They might be Scottish, I think. I can't remember. Sorry. Funkle Sam before that. Well, the song is called Funkle Sam. The band is Dynamite D. And Blind to Your Map by Huge World Project. That immediately followed Brother Matt's Spin Cycle. Thank you much for that, Brother Matt. Whoa. That was some intense spinach. Rapid hi-hat moves. How do those guys do that? How do they do that? Amazing. I remember when I first heard about drum and bass and stuff, I thought it was guys playing drums and bass.
Kind of like a fife and bugle type variation.
Yeah, and I was invited up to go see this guy, Aphrodite.
Yeah, I played a little Aphrodite.
Was he in there? Yeah, it was one guy working all these machines.
Yeah, he goes off.
And it was fast.
He goes off.
Maybe that's why it reminded me of that, because it was him. Couldn't tell you exactly the words or the beats, but it was jamming like that. And I was told it's all based on the beats per minute, the different styles.
Yeah, yeah, you can match them up a lot better if you're paying attention to the beats. That's what this little setting up
that's
here.
That's what that blink into the light is.
Check your beats.
Get your beats. Beat them up. Oh, wow, we're at the end of the second hour here.
We've made it.
December 27th, 2005 edition of Watt from Pedro Show. Hold tight for hour three. December 27th, 2005. It's the third hour of the Watt from Pedro Show. And here's part H of Moon Over Morocco.
The dawn does not come twice to awake a man.
Hotel El Maghrib,
room 642. It's Kasbar Kelly, sweetheart. Get dressed. We're going to the El Morocco, kid.
What's that?
A nightclub.
Oh.
European cities are becoming just like American cities. Pretty soon Americans will find traveling just great, with all the conveniences of home. In fact, it'll be just like the place they left. More, 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 and more.
Can we talk about something else?
You name it, kid. Tonight's your night.
I suppose it's none of my business. But I want to ask anyway. Was she your wife, Kelly? Do I remind you of her? Who was she?
She was... Yeah. She was my wife. You know, things happen. Matter of trust. She trusted me absolutely. Seems funny that it never occurred to her I might glance or get my eyes yanked over by some gal crossing her legs. Or bare midriff exposed. And given a moment of weakness, as it's called, I wanted to be a hunter again. And I did. And she found out about it. And it hurt her. I mean, it really hurt her. she could never trust again. And we fought, and we didn't see it the same anymore. It kept coming up all the time. So I split. I went to Mexico for a while, and I took a freighter to Casablanca. From there, I traveled all around Morocco and ended up in Tangier. I fell in love with this crazy country. There was something magical and brutal that I dug. Then I heard someone say, "Whoever touches the edge of the Sahara, even for a short time, will never again be the same." So I went. They have a saying, "In the desert, one forgets everything. One remembers nothing anymore."
Understand.
They come and they go. But you, my friend, just keep coming. Well, come on then.
It's so cold.
Down there. See that?
Yeah, it's a fire.
There's an old man down there. He'll share his fire with you.
Oh, okay.
Maybe he'll tell you a little story. How did he come through here twice? This may prove to be of interest. For it is known there cannot be two stallions in the same small stall of camels.
Excuse me. Do you mind if I warm myself? Thank you. Have we met before?
Indy does it. One forgets everything. One remembers nothing anymore.
Where am I?
I will tell you a story. Be seated. Squat here. Watch you don't sit on the cactus. Here, closer to the fire. See how the moon grows paler and paler, and the stars gradually fade behind the dark blue mountains? And watch. Soon, a warm red glow tints the sky with pink. This is the coldest hour.
I guess I knew when I first met you. That I revived a memory that was buried long ago. Does that make any difference to us now?
No, no. I will no longer hold you responsible for the sins of my past.
Good. I feel as though something, a block, has been removed. You're really okay down underneath.
Maybe.
You're really a gentle person, and you don't expect a woman to wear a veil.
Mm-hmm.
As much as you put Westerners down, I think you really prefer a Western woman.
A cowgirl?
Oh, you know what I mean. The way the men over here, they've got it made. The way they treat their wives.
Oh, it's not at all like it appears, you know.
Nothing ever is. You said that. And the Moroccan women really run the household. I've heard that, too. And they really control their men, I'll bet.
Uh-huh. Being a man here is dangerous business. There's not a man in this country that hasn't ended up in the hospital at least once because some woman decided to use Sahar or Sakil on him.
the way they treat their women. No wonder they get back at them. I don't
Sonny,
blame
them. How many times have I told you? Women don't have souls.
Baloney.
It's true. For example, if you hear a commotion down on the street and a lot of people shouting and talking, you'll say, how many people are down there, right? And the man will reply, oh, two. And you'll say, what? I can hear at least a dozen people. Look again. And he'll look down and he'll say, no, only two. So you go to the window and you look down, and sure enough, he was right. There's at least 10 women, but only 2 men. That's true. No souls.
They deserve every bit of that show cool, whatever it is. They really do.
American and European women are even worse in their eyes. They're terrible creatures. No shame. Very bad. Very bad.
Every man here probably dreams about having his own harem to kick around.
I doubt it.
Why? I thought they allowed him 3 wives.
Yes, but few. Very, very few have more than one. Very rare, extremely rare.
Why? Too much for them?
Too expensive. Besides being a nuisance. So if there are 2 or 3, it's multiplied. Ay, 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 ay.
So, the thought of a harem never tempted you, huh?
Well, it's like Mojo says. Better a handful of dry dates and content with them than to own the gate of peacocks and be kicked in the eye by a broody camel.
Huh?
For all of us must serve the dream masters. Even the king had his time to serve, and he did so. And now he had returned. His dream had been cut short. Like a common traveler, he squatted near the fire waiting for the full light of day.
Look. There are walls here. Was it so dark I didn't notice them?
And when the edge of the sun sliced through the horizon, the huge gate slowly swung open.
Yes, yes. I remember this archway.
May Allah bless you. Welcome back, King Bizelle.
The watch. Yes.
He squatted by the dying fire, looking through the open gate.
Yes.
And he remembered.
Yes.
And the walls dissolved before his eyes as he remembered. And he stood up. And there was a fountain. Birds sang in the date palms. The banana trees were heavy with fruit. And the thick scent of jasmine and orange blossoms filled the air. For he was in the garden. For King Hassan Bizel had returned home.
I remember.
Tonight's my last night at the hotel, right?
That's right, sweetheart.
Good.
What is past is gone. And what is hoped for is absent. And for you is the hour in which you are.
The bear knew 9 songs. All were on honey.
My lord. My lord. Oh, it has been a long time.
Yes.
Your eyes still are glazed by your journey. My lord. I am wife. I am the Queen Isaura.
Yes.
Your dream is ended, my lord. Please do not hold it longer.
Yes. Yes, it's gone. It's gone. You are more beautiful than I recall.
The days have been long, my lord.
Yes. But there is a certain tension in the air.
The days are not the same, my lord.
Not the same? In what way, my queen?
From the west, there comes news. rebel disguised as a pilgrim. He claims to be the true son of El Kabar.
El Kabar. El Kabar. This mist, it still swirls in my mind. My dream.
You have heard of this rebel.
El Kabar. Do they not know that the king, by his title, is the rightful son of El Kabar?
Rightful, my lord. But is rightful true?
My queen is not the king blessed by Allah. A king is born to be a king. Rightful is true. This other is an imposter.
They say this false son wears upon his forehead the golden eye.
The golden eye of El Kabar?
Yes.
No.
Why no, my lord?
Because I can't remember. It's as though in my mind there is concealed a cave full of treasures. But when I step back within, this mist gathers, and I return with empty hands.
You press your hand against your chest. What is it you wear about your neck?
What? I don't know. What is this?
Oh.
Strange. It's an eye.
The king. You have the true eye of El Kabar. What's that? It is.
I'd like Tangier 22612.
I wish you'd hurry up.
Yeah.
Kelly?
Huh?
The owl is outside my window.
The owl?
The reason I'm staying in this hotel, remember?
Oh. The owl? Right. I'll be right over. And stay away from that balcony.
Kelly.
What?
There's someone out there.
On the balcony?
I'm afraid so.
Good Lord. Man or woman?
I think it's a woman. They're standing in the shadows.
Okay, listen.
Get up slowly. Put on a coat or a robe, whatever you have nearby, and walk outside. I'll meet you in front of the hotel. It'll take me about 8 or 10 minutes.
I'm putting on my robe now.
Don't even bother to hang up the phone. I want to make certain you get out of that room.
Gee, thanks.
Think nothing of it, kid.
I'm putting the phone on the bed and moving to the door. I'll see you.
Phew. She made it. What the hell's that? Who's that? I better move fast.
Wow, that was scary. Let's see. That one must be my balcony. There's no one up there. This hotel is weird. No, I may as well sit down and wait for him. It's that same music. Strange. It's hard to say how far away it is. Must be this way.
It was Mustafa, the storyteller, who broke your dream, my lord.
Yes, I believe so.
And where is he now?
Not even the wind can answer that, my queen. But tell me, how is my wazir?
How is your old wazir? Fat, greasy, and repulsive, my lord.
Ah, 'tis good to know that some things do not change.
Do you feel your queen has changed, my lord?
Perhaps she is slightly more independent since my absence. But she is still so beautiful that any man might give his good eye to possess thee.
His good eye, my lord?
So my queen's dark eyes do eye this golden eye, yes?
Its magic is a well-known legend, my lord.
And you wish to test this legend?
Oh, it would be a shame that while an impostor seeks to unthrone thee, the true eye remains as dormant as a breast doorknob.
And how does my lady's own magic fare?
There is none my equal.
Oh? What about Mustafa?
He grows weaker while I grow stronger.
I see.
It is rumored that the wisdom his stories once held has decayed with his premature senility, and now he indulges in feeble mischief without point.
If Mustafa's mischievous stories are pointless, without point, as you say, then his stories are such that no one can stick himself.
Have you seen Miss Skye's room 642?
Lady standing outside in front.
She's not standing there now.
Then she walk up straight to better hear music.
Music? Which way?
Which way?
Which way did she go?
That way, up.
Yes, hey, thanks.
There is a saying, when fate arrives, a physician becomes a fool.
Up the street, step on it.
Juanjo Morocco!
What the hell?
That was God!
My sire, my sire! Ay, 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 ay.
Here's 100 dirhams. Get yourself a new one.
Such a great night. I feel so free. Oh, fantastic. A fountain. There it is. Like in my dream. That's the same street. The orange blossom. The hedges. It's all exactly the same, only better. It's real. Uh-oh. I remember what Mojo said. Don't. There's an old man sitting there. Maybe he knows. Excuse me. Do you know this street?
There are stories of such streets. They appear, they disappear.
Really?
It is not a real street, for it dissolves into a courtyard. It reminds me of the story of a young lady. Come along, I will show you. Yes, a young lady who was dreaming she had seen such a courtyard. She thought, well, it was a street.
Sonny!
It was only another dream.
Sonny!
She even heard voices calling her name. But that was merely her name in her dream.
Sonny, stop!
When she awoke, of course, that wasn't her name at all. Not at all. It was all a dream.
God, she just
Yes?
Is looking at you, kid.
All evening.
Trust in Allah. But tie your camel first.
So, Jack is no more. Twice he's no more. He entered the invisible realm, and when he awoke, he was no longer Jack Flanders, but El Kaba, the liberator. But then he entered a second time and awoke. And this time he was El Hassan Bizel, the sultan, the oppressor. And Sunny Skies has met a storyteller who told her a story, and as she listened, she began to see his story. And she became part of his story, and poof, she disappeared into his story.
Mojo, what time is it?
A couple minutes to four, boss. Maybe you better get some sleep, boss.
There must have been details I saw but can't remember.
Maybe come to you tomorrow.
No. It's like you said. Sometimes it's like one frame that goes by so fast, unless you're awake, you missed it.
That's true, but maybe not in this case.
Why not?
We pick things out of the air that way, boss. But in this case, your mind could have got blocked.
No,
I mean...
No. Look, Mojo. Sonny was going up the street, following some music. The taxi...
But did you hear the music?
I don't know. No. It was the concierge at the hotel. He told me that she was following some music. The taxi had blown a tire. So I took off running up the street, and then I saw Sunny and called to her. She didn't hear me. She was... I don't know, maybe she was in a daze. I'm not certain. Then, poof, she disappeared. It was as though I'd blinked my eyes, missed a frame, and, well, she'd gone.
You're agitated, boss. Gotta calm the surface of the lake to see the bottom.
Yeah.
Was Miss Sunny alone?
Yeah. That's strange.
What's that?
I feel she was with someone. She was talking to someone. But I didn't see anyone. I did see someone. But I can't remember. It's funny, Mojo. Tonight, I began to see her. And how I've been... holding her at a distance. She's okay. She's warm. Well, I'm going for a walk. And thanks, Mojo.
That's okay, boss.
Sitting, facing the east, all night?
Yes.
Hey, can I have a scratch from your fire stick?
Oh, sure. Here.
The moon is in a new quarter. You'd like a draw on my cigar?
No, thanks.
You are concerned about the coming battle.
Yes.
And that causes sadness?
Yes. Well, today we move against the king, Hassan Bazel. Some of us will suffer. Some of us will die. I just pray that whatever we accomplish, it will be worth this suffering. And may Allah have mercy.
It is said that some learn through laughter and joy, and others through pain and suffering. So it must be.
So it must be. Well, they will provide many desert traps for us, I'm sure.
Magic traps. The desert itself is one large sand trap.
And what type of magic traps?
Traps for the mind.
How are they fashioned?
They are traps such that when stepped into, it will be as though placing one's head into the blacksmith's eyes. For they will squeeze tighter and tighter until the very bone splits and the brains burst out through the top of the skull.
Oh, my God.
Queen Azor knows well the invisible worlds of the mind and the magic of symbols. She is a master of mind traps.
I see.
It's written, if you are an anvil, you will suffer like an anvil. If you are a hammer, you will strike like a hammer.
Well, I just hope I don't miss and hit my thumb.
Thank you.
real quarter of the moon. Something troubles you.
Tomorrow we place our traps.
Yes. It has been so long since we have had a prey worthy of my magic.
You take great pleasure in such thoughts, my queen.
Let us hope that this false son of El Kaba is worthy of our effort. With the aid of the true golden eye, there cannot
be... The eye remains untouched. Your magic will have to be sufficient without such aids.
Then, my lord, wear the eye in its proper place. Here, against your noble forehead. Between thy warm brothers. Yes. Oh, yes. Let me take the mirror and show my lord. Now, gaze up at the moon's soft light. Now look within the mirror. See how the faint moon ignites the eye.
I see three eyes. They form a triangle.
The three eyes form the pyramid, my lord.
Not breaky stone.
One of these days, Mom and Dad, everybody's gonna make you proud. We'll leave out the dirty words and we won't play so loud. You always fed us while we was broke, always waiting on the band to hit. You always met us in the parking lot at the World of Shit. World of Shit, World of Shit, World of Shit.
Dogs don't pay attention, but I wish someone had told us about flying too close to the sun. We made some good records, I guess, but now our time is nearly done. Yeah, from Boston to L.A. Yeah, they're still drunk, and I'm still gay. But we're still your soundtrack in this world of shit. World of shit, world of shit, world of shit. World of shit, world of shit, world of shit.
From Pedro Show. That was the Oxford Collapse. with He's a Goner. Before that, we had the Garage Dogs with World of Shit. And we started off the third hour with Part H, Moon Over Morocco,
Jack Flanders.
Part H. Halfway through the episode, the journey. I told you about finding stuff on the cat who plays Jack.
Yeah.
And he digs the role much.
I bet. Sure beats the corporate spot.
Yeah. I think he lives in New York City, but he goes on up.
Vacation Fort, with the commune.
Fort Edwards. It's near that town. Upstate New York. But interesting stuff. I got to get some more. Got to get the Return to Inverness, because that was like a kind of a reunion. It was done a couple of years ago.
Oh.
And the first one was Fourth Tower.
How long of a break was there between?
Well, the first one's 72.
But when you said the reunion.
Well, it's Return to Inverness. So all those characters in Fourth Tower of Inverness, they come back. Jack goes back to, he's inherited the pad from his aunt. And so he meets all the characters.
Cool.
And, I mean, I just know the basic plot. I haven't heard that one yet. So it was only done maybe 3 or 4 years ago. So it was like pretty near 30 years in between the shows.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm going to be back for the weekend. No, I'm not. I won't be back till Monday, New Year's Day. I got to drive back on New Year's Day.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And a big drive, too. It'd probably be like 9-10 hours from Mendocino.
Yeah, Mendocino's a hike.
So no show next week. Yeah, Mendocino. Plus, it's a little road up there until you get to the I-5. Let's see, what do I got here? Oh, Clubfoot Orchestra. Remember them? They were from up north. Here's something by them. A lot from Pedro Show. We'll be right back.
la poudre pour travailler plus, pour faire plus d'argent, pour faire plus de poudre, pour travailler plus, pour faire plus d'argent, pour faire plus de poudre, pour travailler plus, pour faire plus d'argent, pour faire plus de poudre. J'fais de la
Sorry about that. That was Mr. California with Raise Your Fist. And before that, Montreal band, Les Vulgaris Machines. The Vulgar Machines, maybe?
Oh, yeah.
With Kako Namani. Kokonamani. Sorry about screwing up the language. And before that, we, well, that's all we had, huh? No, we already talked about that. No, we had the Clubfoot Orchestra with Trashinsky. That's it.
Rolling right along.
Blowing it out. We're having problems with one of our machines here. It won't read some of the discs. Like everyone I put in.
Got to do the hand crank.
So, yeah. Maybe, like you said, we get a cleaner thing going. Talk on the way out. Let's see. Coming on the end of... your bone phone is doing
it.
She's going to blow. Coming on the end of the year. We won't be able to have a New Year. You know, usually I don't play on New Year's.
It's the last show of the year.
Yeah, so this will be it. And it ends up being the 95th show, Watt from Pedro show. Maybe you should start numbering the shows instead of just the date. Show number 95. So five more shows and we're at 100. That's 3 hours of Watt from Pedro with Brother Matt. 100 spin cycles. Pretty massive. Actually, one show doesn't have spin cycles because I was on tour.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I did one at the Siteworks thing in Portland. Uh-huh. So it's the only one without a... So there's 99. Uh-huh. There'll be 99 spin cycles. Unless we double up on one.
That's a bunch. Get your own satellite radio station. You got kind of 24-hour programming for a couple weeks.
I was reading 3 million subscribers, I think they got for one of them. Wow. Bob Dylan's going to have a show on one of them. Right?
Yeah.
Well, those 3 million are probably the Howard Stern people.
Probably most of them, yeah.
So, good thing in the universe. Yeah, have him out there in the universe.
Plenty of cool options out there.
And they'll be good unfettered, thing. I guess.
Yeah, good thing. It'll be fun listening to Howard unfettered.
Poor man Tony loves him. Juan Rosenfelder, too. Habitual.
It's been weird this last week or two without him.
Yeah? Oh, he's not on.
No.
He's on the radio, satellite radio.
No, that hasn't started yet.
He's just not on, period.
Right, he's got a little vacation happening.
Wow.
Holiday break.
Wow.
So, like, 3 weeks off.
Well, when he is unfettered, what do you think he'll be? Just more boning, talking about boning?
Yeah, I think he just won't have to, like, worry about saying fart or, you know, for example, or if they were getting so ticky-tack at the end. Just hassling him with petty stuff. I think just being able to talk freely, that's gonna loosen things up quite a bit.
Is he gonna be on the whole time?
I don't think he's gonna be on the whole time. I think he'll still be like his regular show.
Have a show,
just unedited, uncensored. And then he's got a bunch of other shows going. I think there's like 30 channels or all kinds of different programs that he's been coming up with.
That he's involved with.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like master producer and all these people that he thinks, hey, you could do a show. So everyone's getting a chance.
He's the Shotmeister. He's giving folks a shot.
That's cool.
Their place in the sun.
Yeah, regular radio sucked for too long.
So 2005 is going to be done. 2006 comes in, satellite stuff. A new year, first gigs I have. Yeah, Pumpkinheads, some Banyan, Hellride, and getting together the Miss Men Trio. Then I go to, I think the 16th of January, I go to Australia and New Zealand, do the gigs with the Stooges. And they're spread out, I think. There's a gig, then 3 days off, a gig, 3 days off.
Some hang time.
Yeah. It's because it's so big, and they have to set up, you know, it's like a Lollapalooza thing, so they have to set up a whole dealio. And just to get the stuff there, you know, it's like 1,000. Some of the rides, I know the Perth one is like intense. 1,000 miles or something.
Yeah, that's a whole other side of the place.
And so maybe that's why there's so much off in between. But I'm gone, I think, 3 weeks for 6 gigs.
Wow.
But it'll be right to just play with those guys again. Iggy called me for Xmas, and I was out in a fever, pass out thing. It's weird in that sickness when you're in that zone with your head in and out, laying on the deck there, and going to these deep-ass conks and not even realizing. Wake up all sweated out. Like they're not restful conks.
Yeah, comatose.
They're not restful conks. I wake up, blankies like wrapped around my neck, my arms like I've been wrestling the thing. Like a boa. It was a boa. Sweated anyway. I roused myself out of one of the sweat-sick conks. And there was a message, and it was Ig. Ho, ho, ho. That was great to get that from him. So I called back. Of course, I got the thing. He's got a kinder, he's got some music now, but you should say, whoever you are, go to hell. And I call Ronnie, I call Scotty. Got all the machines. I got to give spiels to all the machines. Yeah. But they get him. You just buffer the zone a little bit. I went back to my sweat sick schwitz cogs. But when I woke up this morning, about 3:30 a.m., before I conked last night, the last conk, like a real conk, I guess, although I had delirium dreams, no Theraflu, no, that stuff. You know, even though it lets you breathe, I hate the side effect. So I didn't do it, and I woke up, and I didn't have all the total weakness. So I still had the flashes of fever, but I think I turned the corner on it. So hopefully these 4 gigs up north, although I'm going to be very calm, hopefully on the stage too, not too calm. I'll weather it. Have Nels with me, and I'll see you again when I come back. I guess it'll be after the Pumpkinhead show. We'll do another radio show. So this has been the two-day late version, Xmas version, 2005 Watt from Pedro show, December 27, 2005. I hope you had a merry, merry. Your Kwanzaa, Chinooka, Xmas. Saturnus, really, that's the original daddy. Put a log on the old Yule. And keep your powder dry.